Okay, give me the two numbers from Tuesday's council meeting.
$847 million and 15 to zero.
Not one no vote on the entire city budget.
Not one. And buried inside that budget, new snowplows, a beet juice de-icer, a brand new pothole fund, and $1 million for the most storied basketball courts in Lexington. Let's open the checkbook. From the Lexington Times, this is Town Branch, the stories running under Lexington. I'm Kay.
And I'm Pete. So Tuesday, June 9th, Council adopted the city budget for the fiscal year that starts July 1st. And before we spend a dime, we have to clear up the number, because you'll see two different ones in the headlines.
Right. The whole budget is $847 million, but about $301 million of that is restricted. Money legally committed to specific purposes before anyone votes. The part the mayor and council actually steer is the general fund, $546 million.
So when a TV station says Lexington passed a $546 million budget, they mean the general fund. Both numbers are real, they're just answering different questions.
Big picture, it's balanced, there are no new taxes, and Mayor Linda Gorton's theme this year was fiscal restraint. Revenue is growing around 4%, but costs are growing faster. So the watchword was hold the line. Only three new positions in the whole city government, the fewest since 2021.
Two of those three staff the new Senior and Therapeutic Recreation Center at Shillitoe Park. The third is a development liaison to speed up housing permits. Now the biggest slice, where does the general fund actually go?
Public safety by a mile. Nearly $300 million of the $546 million general fund, call it 55 cents of every discretionary dollar, goes to police, fire, and the other safety divisions.
Inside that, a $2.6 million police technology contract, unlimited digital evidence storage, newer, longer-range tasers, and a real-time crime center that ties together the license plate readers and traffic cameras around town.
Plus, $1.5 million to replace fire department heavy equipment. And one line we'll just point at and move on. About $52.5 million of the safety money is the police and fire pension contribution. That story got its own episode. Go listen to 51 cents on the dollar. Now the part of this budget with a memory. Winter. After the storms in January, snow response money went up almost $2 million to $5.1 million total.
And it's delightfully specific. More salt spreaders. New plow trucks, crew overtime, extra contractors, and an organic de-icer called Beet Heat, which is exactly what it sounds like, a beet-based brine that works in colder temperatures.
There's also $2.2 million for winter warming operations, the shelter capacity the city stands up when temperatures turn dangerous for people without housing.
So if you spent a week in January wondering where the plows were, this budget is the city's answer. All right, the stuff you literally touch every day. Streets.
$13 million for street paving and maintenance. A brand new $200,000 pothole repair fund. And $400,000 to help homeowners fix broken sidewalks, instead of fining them for sidewalks they can't afford to repair.
Parks did well too. $7.5 million for year two of the park fund. Sports courts replaced at nine parks, including $1.1 million toward the Dirt Bowl courts at Douglas Park, home of the most famous summer basketball league in Kentucky. Plus, the Woodland Park gazebo, a playground at Addison Park, work at Castlewood, and a trail at Kelly's Landing.
And $5 million goes into the Affordable Housing Fund, the supply side of the housing fight we covered in episode two. Last thing, the budget the mayor proposed in April came through mostly intact. But council made its own mark, about $2.75 million in additions.
The biggest is $1.5 million to start implementing the city's ADA transition plan, making public facilities actually accessible. $1 million more for the city vehicle fleet, money for security at the government center, including two new security staff.
And some small lines that tell you something. $50,000 to pilot a health and wellness coordinator for firefighters and medics. $25,000 for clerical help at the Office of the Citizens Advocate, $20,000 for the Police Activities League.
The mayor's office says no vetoes are coming, so this is the budget. Budget Committee Chair James Brown called it responsible, responsive, and balanced. And 15 votes to none suggest the negotiating happen where it usually does, in committee back in May, not at the gavel.
What to watch next? October. That's when council fights over the leftover money, the year-end fund balance. And those fights are rarely 15 to nothing.
That's Town Branch. The full line item breakdowns, the official release, and video of the vote are in the show notes.
Town Branch is produced by the Lexington Times. Our voices are synthetic, and our scripts are drafted with AI from Lexington Times reporting in the public record, then fact-checked before air. Every source is at feeds.lexingtonky.news/podcast. We'll see you down the creek.